Let's chat to Jeff Stonebanks, someone who's complained about me. Jeff Stonebanks, who's the Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme in East and Mid Sussex. Try fitting that in the business card. With gardens that are open for charity through the month of October, often referred to as our Golden Month, it is Michaelmas Day today as well. Did you know that, Jeff?
I didn't until you said it earlier on, Joe.
Yeah? I don't know what it means. What are we supposed to, well, it must be something we're supposed to do on Michaelmas Day.
I should have Googled it when you mentioned it, but I didn't, so I don't know.
I'll Google it while you tell us what's coming up and open.
Okie doke then. Well, good morning to you both. It's extremely wet and windy here in Seaford, and I was pleased to hear that I'm a bonus, according to your discussion with Anthony earlier on, but there you go.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, can you believe this is the update for October, and it's the final one for gardens opening under the banner of the National Garden Scheme this year. As usual, all the gardens I mention allow children in free and serve delicious homemade tea and cakes, unless I say otherwise. So let's start the ball rolling in Sussex with a quick mention for once actually September tomorrow. Bald Hill Garden in Bald Hill Lane, Haywards Heath, has rare plants and stunning landscapes, making it the perfect day out for horticultural enthusiasts, families and those who enjoy beautiful countryside. It's open tomorrow from 10 till 5 with entry £9.50, and here children will pay £6.35. Next up then, two gardens in West Sussex that are opening next week on Sunday the 6th of October. The first is Peeler's Retreat at 70 Ford Road in Arundel. This is a stunning garden filled with imaginative woodland sculptures, natural features and a flair for the unusual. The inspirational space is set around interlocking beds packed with colour and scent, gently shaded by specimen trees, tinkling water from a pebbled stream and a raised fish pond. It opens from 2 to 5 with entry £4. The second one in West Sussex is Main Road, Southbourne, and it's the Tuppenny Barn. This is an iconic organic small holding used as an outdoor classroom to teach children about the environment, sustainability and healthy food. See 2.5 acres packed with wildlife, orchard, solar polytunnels, fruit cages, raised vegetable and herbs and a flower garden. It'll open from 2 to 5pm with entry £4. The final Sussex offering is an old favourite and it opens on the 13th of October. The gardens at the Old Vicarage in the street, Washington, extend to 3.5 acres and are set around an 1832 Regency house. The front formerly laid out with topiary, a wide lawn and mixed border, the rear features new and mature trees and stunning uninterrupted views of the North Downs. Also see the Japanese garden with a waterfall and pond too. It'll open on from 10:30 to 6. Sorry, I beg your pardon, from 10:30 to 4:30, and entry is £6, and that's on the 13th of October. Moving across the county border now to Surrey, there are two offerings next month, Aubrey Park and Coverwood Lakes in Ewhurst. Aubrey Park is a 14-acre pleasure ground laid out in the 1670s by John Evelyn, the Henry Howard, later 6th Duke of Norfolk. There's a quarter of a mile of terraces, a fine collection of trees, a lake and a river, all to see on Sunday the 6th of October from 2 to 5 with entry £4.50. Coverwood Lakes is in Peaswood Road, Ewhurst. It's a 14-acre landscape garden in a stunning position high in the Surrey Hills with four lakes and a bog garden, and visitors can see 3.5-acre garden at Lakeside Arboretum following the marked trails with a 180-acre working farm. There are Hereford cows and calves, sheep and horses with extensive views of the surrounding hills. It will open on Sunday the 13th of October from 11am to 5pm with entry £6. Finally now for 2019, over in northeast Hampshire, Wheatley House in Wheatley Lane, Borden, continues to be open by arrangement for groups of 10 or more. One has arranged to visit with a group of friends until the end of the month. It's situated on a rural hilltop with panoramic views over Alice Holt Forest and the South Downs. The owner admits to being a bit more of an artist than a plantswoman, but has had a great time creating this 1.5-acre garden full of interesting and unusual planting combinations. Please contact the owners, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Adlington, to discuss your requirements and arrange a date for the visit, and all through the website, which I'll mention shortly. There we have it, Joe, then. The final gardens for the opening for the National Garden Scheme in 2019 across Sussex, Surrey and North East Hampshire. I very much look forward to joining you again in 2020 for, can you believe it, the 9th year of presenting our updates, hopefully at the end of January, talking about our gardens opening with dazzling displays of snowdrops and hellebores through March and April. If listeners want to know more about any of the gardens I've mentioned today, they can call 01483 211 535, that's 01483 211 535 during office hours, Monday to Friday, or as usual, visit the NGS website, which is www.ngs.org.uk. Now, you mentioned earlier that Ian gives talks to gardening groups.
Well, he does.
My winter talks this next month, I've got three events. So if there's anyone out there looking for speakers later this year or next, go to the events page of my website,
www.byc.co.uk. I know, you're on the circuit as well. Everyone's at it.
All my proceeds go to Macmillan Cancer Support for those talks. So.
Oh, OK.
There you have it, Joe. So now dare I be the very first to wish you a happy Christmas and an early Happy New Year. And I'm sure Pip would be in agreement, as she said, it's never too early to mention Christmas.
Never too early. Although although a happy Michaelmas Day might be more appropriate.
Well, now, what's it all about then, Joe?
Today is when Archangel Michael, the greatest of all archangels, is honoured for defeating Satan in the war in heaven. And right. That is where the feast is marked. Quite often a goose is provided. Well, you've got anything to add to that?
Well,
you've been doing research.
Yeah. Eat a goose on Michaelmas Day. That's my plant thing. Eat a goose on Michaelmas Day. Want not for money all the year.
There you go.
So you better go and get a goose. Haven't I?
The Michaelmas daisies among dead weeds bloom for St. Michael's valorous deeds.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, you see. BBC.
Every day, Joe.
Value for money. Look, it's been lovely to have you on. It depresses me somewhat that it's 9 years, because that must mean I've been doing the show for about 37 years, if you've been on for nine.
I said that to my partner earlier on. He said, good God, it seems like only last year. And I told you, as you get older, it goes so quick.
It does. Anyway, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And yes, looking forward to having you back on the show in 2020, assuming we're all spared.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable silence. But I think that we're all back together in 2020. Jeff, all the best to you and your family. Right, let's...